You could probably become a congressman like now. If you fully turned on the jets and you started going like, we need to cut these old motherfuckers' heads off.
I would lose in a debate to Fetterman, dude. Fetterman would wipe the floor with it. It'd be two Fettermans going back and forth. It'd be like, Pennsylvania, good night. And it'd be my turn. I'd be like, Philadelphia. Whoa. Dude, I get stage fright. I can't talk.
I had to read at my brother's wedding for maybe 50 people, and I thought I was going to pass out, dude. Yeah. I was dying.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, no, dude. I was like, let a pro do this. And I went up there and I was like, a gospel according to John. It was in my head was like, gospel according to John.
Yeah. They were like, hand the mic to Shane at my sister's wedding. I was like, yeah, my sister's so fucking good. I'm a fucking loser. The Egyptians were all going, blah, blah, blah. Everyone was like, what the fuck? My other sisters were both losers, and she's the only good one. My other sister was like,
what the fuck?
Why are you saying this? She like just got done being addicted to drugs. I was like, me and her are losers. No one knew I was just fighting back tears. So it just sounded insane.
Oh.
I had it all planned out, and then I got up there and almost cried, so I just sped through it.
Yeah.
Just fucked it up.
Oh.
Yours, if I would have given heartfelt at yours, I would have cried.
Yeah,
I almost cried on the phone the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
When I was like, congrats, dude.
Oh, thank you, man.
He was like, I love you. And I was like, I love you. I don't know if you noticed how quickly that phone call ended. No. I was like, yeah, dude, I love you.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was proud of you, dude. Those numbies.
Thank you. You got
it going.
You were a light in a dark tunnel. I didn't know what to do. That was nice. It's like, what do I do? Just put it out.
How far we've come.
It's pretty crazy.
Remember that coffee shop?
True.
That meeting?
Yeah.
That was a serious meeting.
Yeah, true.
I was like, I'm going to fucking go there, dude. We're going to do it. I swear to God. I know. Like, I'm going to school, dude. This sucks. I swear to God. I will find you.
I believe you do well.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, you're
gonna
good,
going to
do good,
dude. School.
Yeah.
I hate this.
Yeah. It sucked.
Yeah.
You were... The truth is you were right. Something crazy happened.
Yeah.
The odds were you were totally correct.
Well, it wasn't even just that. That wasn't what bothered me. It was just like I got so disillusioned where I was like,
yeah. No, that's what I mean. That's
yeah, we'll go talk to like headline when I'd be like featuring, I'd talk to headliners. I'm like, man, this fucking sucks.
That's
these guys kind of bum me out.
That's the best case for almost everyone.
Yes.
Is you're a fucking old headliner that's like, don't get into stand up.
Yeah.
My fucking bitch wife, fuck this crowd. Fuck everything.
You go the opposite route. What I was peeping a lot was like leather bracelet, 45 and 50 year olds. It was like gelled hair, leather bracelet guy. And I was just like, I was staring down the barrel of that. And I was going, oh, God, dude.
There's a part of me that envies the leather bracelet, 45-year-old fucking gelled. Like, tonight we're going to rock it. This is fucking sick.
It was giving me the heebie-jeebies. I was on my air mattress in the high
seas.
Yeah,
you're full McConnell. Just.
Dude, every night, I'd be on my air mattress just fucking deep sea. Like, fuck. Oh.
Yeah. The heebie-jeebies are tough.
Heebie-jeebies will get you. They are the governing force of life, though.
Of course.
Heebie-jeebies can set in on anyone, dude, and completely petrify you.
If you don't have the heebie-jeebies, that's where you run into some trouble.
Yeah, that's when you can really fall off a cliff.
You go, I am the fucking man.
Yeah, true.
Oh, yeah.
You can truly fall off a cliff. But that was fun. That was a fun...
Yeah, the special's doing great, man.
It was a fun treat to release that and go, yes.
Yeah.
Well, the thing was, I was like... Because I didn't want to go around all summer and like...
You don't have to.
Yeah, I didn't want to do one. I was like, I'm going to go to the beach. I don't want to like fucking run around all summer and do podcasts. So I was like, I'll release it, see where I'm at. And then I was like, oh, sweet. I don't have to do any.
You don't have to do any podcasts.
This is fucking sweet.
Yeah.
I would love to go do podcasts, but I don't want to be like on a time crunch. And the whole thing was like, the number doesn't affect that. It would just be my ego.
Yeah.
Just being like, I want it to be at this amount. It's not. But like to when it got there, I realized I'm like, doesn't matter.
Now. Yeah, if it was sitting at 40K, you'd be like, the heebie-jeebies would come in.
Yeah, dude. You get the cousin brigade can swoop right in and be like, hey, man, these things take time.
Holy
you go,
fuck, dude.
Hold on a second. Underwater.
Oh, fuck. I didn't even think about
that. So
the
there
cousins.
Was pressure on it. No, there was pressure, but I had just completely white-pilled myself being like, bro, it's all in your head. And then, thank God it, like, the numbers started adding up, and I was like, oh, wow, good.
Oh, well, I wasn't even going to care. It wasn't even a big deal to me. No, I hear you. That's, I mean, that makes sense. Once something's going good, you're like, I never even cared about that.
Yeah, it is.
You don't remember how badly you wanted it to go well.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those. It is one of those things. Luckily for me, I am pretty good at like tricking myself. It's been my greatest skill in life, being like, don't care, whatever.
Yeah,
I can hold that. It's just like thousands of pounds of water above your head, and eventually it just fucking breaks through, and you're like, what the fuck am I doing? Yeah,
that's good for you. I go around and I say to everyone, I go, I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't care. And then I lay in bed. I'm like, you care so much. I fucking care so goddamn much. I wish I didn't care.
You have to care. Yeah, I realize you do have to care. Not caring after a certain point, it starts to freak people out. They go, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, whatever. And they're like, that's kind of fucked up, dude. You're eventually just going to die and be like, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care.
Although, there's a philosophy behind that. That is a fucking death never conquered you, dude.
True.
You're just like, who gives a fuck, dude?
Fuck you, dude.
None of it's real anyway.
True. That's actually a fair point. Yeah, but I feel like you can't. You got to at least like do something kind of cool and then go, I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
Or not. Or do nothing cool ever. I don't fucking care.
You could also do nothing cool ever.
Kind of tight. It's like that one book I read. They talked about a guy who like his biggest claim to fame in life is that like if life was a pool, he emerged from it and jumped back in without making a ripple. And I was like, fucking, that kind of rules.
Is that guy Asian?
No.
Sounds like a very Asian statement.
Well, it is funny. He did it. He did go on a search for the wisdom of the East. That was the whole thing of the book. They were French aristocrats. And this guy came back from World War I and was like,
oh, yeah,
I don't agree with any of this stuff. And went to India and came back. And he's like, yeah, I just like to chill. And they're like, what the fuck's wrong with you? He's like, no, guys, you can chill.
Yeah. I mean, like, you get out of World War I. You're allowed to allowed to jump back in the pool.
Yeah, dude. You know,
dude, like, what the fuck was that?
He was like, I'll be here if you guys need me, but I'm not doing anything. It's a good book. It's called The Razor's Edge.
Coming home from World War I, just like, holy fuck. And then you got to deal with like the roaring 20s.
Yeah, he came back. He was like 20. Like, we're starting a business with my uncle. It's gonna be gangbusters.
It's gonna be gangbusters. Hey, come on, old sport.
I watched a whole village die from poison gas.
I watched all my friends strangle on their own blood.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking
choke
brutal.
On it from mustard gas. So I was like, ah, we're getting a beer,
dude. To be fair,
got some Lucky Strikes.
It is smoke, the thing that polices the entire global market. It's like free shit. It's like, plus like dudes absolutely shooting like villages with machine guns. And then you get to be like, free trade.
Yeah.
Let's go. Handshake deals.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun. I bug out on that. That's the one thing I bug out all the time. I go, dude, is there no way around that?
Not in our lifetime.
Nah, probably not. Just being like, we got to fucking.
No, this thing was all built on that. That exact thing.
Yeah.
All of humanity.
True, it is.
It's the same.
It's the ultimate, dude.
Shooting a village?
I'm saying it's the final say. You can have lawyers, court, money, all this stuff. Yeah. And then a guy's like, that stuff's not working for us.
I got 1,000 guys with guns.
We declare war.
Yeah.
War. The court route's not working. You guys aren't listening. It's kind of like mass level school shooting.
It absolutely is. Yeah, there's school bombings.
Yeah, true. Yeah, true that.
We've hit some people with just a school bombing.
Yeah,
took out a school.
Yeah, it's crappy.
I could be wrong, but I think Columbine happened on a day we hit a school in Bosnia.
Really?
Yeah, our own government. I think Clinton hit a fucking... I could be wrong on that.
What the hell was he doing bombing Bosnia for?
April 20th, 1997.
Oh. What's that put the Clinton body count at?
I mean, you hit a school.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't know that. That's a really freaky fact.
I could be wrong on that.
Gardini Lemaire.
It was definitely April 20th. I think it was 97.
Yeah, school bombing. Bombing in Bosnia, day of Columbine. That's a Google search I would do.
Get rid of the day of Columbine. See when they hit a school.
Yeah, true. That's a good point.
Whatever. Look.
Whatever stands.
Fact checkers, find it.
Yeah, true. That's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
That is, I mean, if you're thinking in terms of optics and like political strategy for Bill, Yo, that's like,
what are the odds?
Oh my God. Being like, what happened? And being like, that's perfect.
Jackpot.
But it must be pretty easy though to block the story from Bosnia and just be like, this is a fucking propaganda. Communist, dude. Yeah.
They're lying.
Communist, dude. We didn't fucking bother. Communists.
I think we were in there saving Muslims.
Were we really?
I mean, here we go.
Well,
I saw there was a Muslim massacre in Bosnia.
The day of Columbine?
In 1995, but there was a war in 95.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Damn.
I guess I'm wrong, but.
Was it Slick Willie?
It was Slick
certainly
Willy.
Was Slick Willie.
He dropped some bombs.
He got some head and he said, we need to go to war.
True.
Nobody said, look.
Yeah, true.
Nobody look at me. I stuck a stogie in a fucking chick's pussy.
That had to hurt, by the way.
Stogie?
Yeah, dude. Those things hurt my mouth. Not to sound like a huge fucking pussy, but that'd be spicy.
Yeah.
Although,
oh,
I guess.
Oh, yeah. It is a little spicy.
Yeah. Although, if I were a little sweet little intern, I wouldn't mind spicing myself up.
Spice from the prez?
Especially if I was a political intern that's like, feels, you know.
Yeah.
Like whiskey and cigars. That must be like the biggest aphrodisiac for you. You're like a.
Move to DC. You're like, I'm with the movers and shakers. Oh, one of them just plugged me.
Plugged me with a fucking...
With a stogie.
Garcia Vega. The Black and Mild.
Black and Mild. If Bill Clinton truly was the first black president, that would have been a Black and Mild. What do you got, guard dog? Didn't one of you say you had something?
Yeah, well, it looks like NATO bombed Yugoslavia from March 1999 to June of 1999.
Oh, no.
That was us.
So there was a lot of schools and hospitals and things like that were... Casualties.
The hell was our problem with Yugoslavia?
There's a conflict there. I don't know much about at all.
Crushing the Muslims.
Oh, they were. Oh, I got you.
They were getting a little rowdy, I think.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Kosovo.
Yeah.
Why was Bill? So Bill just bombed the Muslims, being like.
No, he helped. We helped the Muslims.
He helped the Muslims.
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
And how'd they return the favor?
True.
Freaking 9/11, those.
Yeah, man. Just when you think you know somebody, dude.
Just when you think you're helping everybody out. We only did that for good, certainly.
They bombed schools to save the Muslims, dude. They're going, what the hell? Are you? Don't be mean to those guys.
Yeah, you're going to have to break a few eggs.
How about you guys fight someone your own size? Bomb school.
You think you're tough, huh? Watch this shit. We're nuts.
Yeah, it's terrible stuff.
Anyway, that's war. We've covered it.
Covered war. Figured it out.
Next.
Unnecessary, but also.
We got the economy already.
Nailed the economy.
Done.
Inflation. What's inflation at right now? How much you got to stay above? How much you got to make to stay above?
Oh, I had to listen to like Gerben and them talk about.
Talkflation.
Inflation. Francis was going. I was just sitting there like, I'm done. Oh, we were just talking about it.
Inflation?
Weren't we just talking about money?
We were talking about EFTs.
Yeah, I was just like, dude,
EFTs,
I don't know a single
ETFs.
Fucking.
We're talking blue chips.
Talking blue chip stocks.
Blue chip stocks.
Yeah, none of that pink slip stuff.
No. None of those shorts or calls, bro.
All I have is Wolf of Wall
we
Street.
We don't do that. We're fucking blue chip, baby.
Yeah.
Mutual funds.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola. Dude, I told you about the history of Coca-Cola.
A little.
It might be some of the coolest shit in the fucking world.
Yeah.
History of Coca-Cola, it started out as like a quack, like health serum. And this guy, the guy was making quack health serums. And then he literally just combined like Coca-Cola.
Out of Hotlanta, right?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. I forget the guy's name, but he combined cocaine and cola nut, which is like a thing people were chewing. People were feeling it, and then he started just putting into like jerk soda machines, crushing it. And then these two Buttfuck brothers came along and were like, yo, we'll fucking bottle this shit. And he was like, nah, dude. And they're like, we're going to bottle it. We'll pay you. And then it just became like a around-the-country sensation. And then everyone started liking it so much that they almost got shut down because they like, the American Health Association was like, yo, I don't think you guys can put cocaine and stuff for kids. And they were like,
shut up.
Fine. And eventually they were like, oh, we took it out. It's out anyway. Don't worry about it.
We swear to God it's out.
But yeah, the reason they spread, they became a multinational corporation was because I think it was World War II. They promised the soldiers, the Doughboys, like, we'll have a cold Coca-Cola to you guys on the battlefield all the time.
Was it the Doughboys? Do you remember Doughboys?
I think so.
That's one.
Is that one?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. It might have been World War I then.
Yeah.
But they promised them, they're like, we'll get you ice cold Coca-Colas in the battlefield. They like promised America. And then they were trying to ship them. Like, that was too much. They started setting up plants everywhere they were fighting. And that's where how they got their
tossing the fucking Doughboys some cocaine.
Bro, ice cold.
Like, go get the Hun, dude.
Ice cold Coca-Colas. Dude, and then Pepsi came out. Pepsi started, bless you. Pepsi started selling twice the amount of soda as Coca-Cola. that was their thing. Like, yo, Coke's full of shit. We'll sell you double for the same price. And something happened where,
and like, RC Cola was like, how about triple? And everyone was like, no. No, RC Cola.
Well, Pepsi did this like weird shit where they, so like Coca-Cola actually had like values where these other companies that other countries that we'd be fighting would be like, yo, we want to bring Coca-Cola into our country. And Coke would be like, absolutely fucking not.
Yeah.
Pepsi would keep swooping in and just selling to our enemies. So Pepsi was selling to the, I think the Russians during like the Cold War.
What the fuck?
Before the wall fell. So Pepsi was in there just slanging Pepsi to the enemy.
Yeah.
And then Coca-Cola, so like, and like they could never beat Coke. So then they're like, fuck yeah, we're selling to Russia. They were selling to like just other places we were fighting. And then when the wall finally fell, dudes came out of that side of Germany where there was Pepsi.
It's Coca-Cola time.
They
dude.
Started snagging ice cold Coca-Colas. And Pepsi was just right, like, what dude. The fuck? What the fuck?
Yeah.
One of the Russian generals, he tasted Coke. He's like, it's just better than Pepsi. He's one of the communist guys. He was having it shipped discreetly during like when they were talking peace out or doing peace talks. He had little kegs of Coca-Cola sent to him. He was just like pulling up and fucking sipping it quietly at his desk.
Polar bear, dude.
It was illegal.
He was one of those polar bears.
It was illegal.
He was getting trapped in barbed wire on the Berlin Wall.
They had it in like their shitty fountain sodas. And then the country itself, I think they started selling it to like Muslim countries too, even as soon as like almost like the Baghdad stuff. I could be wrong, but it was like they were selling it to this one Muslim country, and the Muslim country just fucking like saw it start taking off, didn't pay Pepsi, and then made their own type of Pepsi and fucked them. And Pepsi stays getting fucked over. Coke was going, nah, bro, we will not sell to the enemy. Kind of makes you like Coca-Cola a little bit.
I love Coca-Cola. I'm very anti-Pepsi.
I preferred the taste of Pepsi. Now I know the traitorous now, and now it's just Coca-Cola.
I've always preferred Coca-Cola.
Ah, man, I wish. Wild Cherry Pepsi.
Now you're talking a little bit of my language.
But it was so funny.
You're not wrong there.
Wild Cherry trumps Cherry Coke, I would say. But, yeah, man, it's...
I went on a solid Vanilla Coke run when I was a young man. Now that shit I tried, it's disgusting.
The Vanilla Coke was reserved for the illest dudes I knew.
I was a Vanilla Coke man.
The illest dudes were sipping. Know what I fucked with heavy? Pepsi Kona, dude.
Pepsi Kona?
Pepsi Kona, when it was a coffee flavored Pepsi. What? Never fucking Pepsi Kona? Dude, Pepsi Kona came out for one summer, and I was the only one I knew drinking it.
What was Surge? Who was pumping out Surge?
I don't know. Surge?
I think.
Wasn't that like Mountain Dew, kind of?
Yeah, it was like a quadruple the caffeine.
Was it really?
Coca-Cola was Surge? Find out. I'm going to need that information.
Pepsi Kona, I'm telling you, might have been the most... It was coffee-flavored Pepsi. It was so fucking good.
Coca-Cola was Surge?
Yeah.
That was a Coca-Cola fucking... Surge. That was the Four Locos of sodas. I mean, that was like... This is too powerful.
Jolt? Was Surge stronger than Jolt? Because we used to walk to the pizza shop and Jolt up. And
it
was
the same. It had to be the same poison.
There has to be a limit. Oh, boy. Sorry, I'm recovering from a medical procedure, dude. Please. That's those mashed potatoes.
I was fucking pump that, baby.
That's those mashed potatoes, dude. That was down in the bayou.
That
dude.
Was Matt. That was burger mashed potatoes. Matt did one of the most diabolical dinners I've ever seen. That was fucking nuts.
It was so good.
I've never seen anyone do that.
Bacon
and
burger with mashed potatoes.
How have I never seen this?
Dude, it's
have you done this before?
I've done it when I was a lad, yeah.
I mean, that was... He put mashed potatoes on top of his burger.
So good, dude. So fucking good.
I was jealous, dude.
I haven't done that, I don't think, in years, too. Yeah. And that was like serendipity. I was like, oh, I don't want any fries. And like, you want some other potatoes? And I'm like, talking like a baked potato? Yeah, I'll take that. Like, nah, I'm mashed. And I went, send them right away. I have an idea.
Send them. Hurry up before I forget.
Dude, mashed potatoes on a burger. Oh my God, I just experienced it. If I just had some barbecue sauce, dude, I would have been in heaven.
Yeah.
I needed some barbecue sauce. I don't know why I didn't ask for barbecue sauce.
A1 or barbecue.
It was right there. I don't know why. I didn't ask for barbecue. What the fuck? Why'd I do that to myself? Once again, you know why? Because I don't have a million views. If I had a million views, I'd have been like, barbecue sauce, please.
Then you'd be sharper.
No barbecue sauce on my burgers, so a million views, dude.
Tomorrow.
I don't deserve it. No, I think it's going to be a couple more days.
I think when this comes out.
We'll see. It was all right. Next one will be good. This one.
Don't. This one's great. This one's great, dude. This one's great. I hadn't seen it. Your hour changes so much. I hadn't seen. I knew the material, but the way you tell jokes changes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. I wasn't done that one yet. I put it out a little early.
It was funny. Connor was editing mine too, and he was like, "It's crazy. Every single show, both shows are the exact same.
Mm-hmm.
I do the same thing every single. Every mannerism.
Really?
I get a drink at the same time of every show.
I do the sips. Yeah.
I got it. Yeah.
The sips are crucial.
Sips
dude.
Are nice. It's like, all right, there's a laugh. I'm going to definitely cue everyone to laugh. Please laugh, 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 laugh. No one laughed. No one laughed at all. I have to drink
dude,
quietly.
I was fucking, this week was the ultimate test of metal. It was almost, people come, by the way, and they expect you to do the same stuff.
Sometimes, yeah.
I had a lot of people go like, yeah, we didn't watch it. We figured you'd do it. I said, brother.
Oh, damn.
Brother, I'm not going to do that to you.
Yeah, sometimes they come and they're like, do that joke.
Yeah, true.
I liked that joke.
True. But yeah, it was, dude, I was like, this could, yeah. That was risky. Last weekend was a risky one.
Yeah.
I went, we'll see how this goes.
That can be fun. That's fun though. Dude, for everybody in the room. Did you explain like, hey?
I did in the beginning.
Yeah.
But it still got the blood pumping, dude.
I hear you, but it's the nicest move to just be like, look, just put out a special.
It's all, yeah.
I'm doing my best right here. And they'll all be like, yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. People were
fun.
It's you forget how nice people are because you just assume in your head and your little lizard brain that everyone's going to go.
Everyone's going to hate me.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be mad at me.
Yeah, that's a thing.
The people that paid to see me are going to be mad at me. They don't like me.
It does put you front and center with like the weirdest parts of yourself to do stand up. And it's like, you're like, yeah, just being like, yeah, these guys don't hate me.
Yeah,
you really think like these guys are pissed. As soon as you walk out there, you're like, "Yeah, these guys hate me already." Yeah. I walked out. I can't. I don't. It's weird.
I did it.
You have to like literally take a weird fucking part of yourself and be like, "Dude, I know you make a good case for this, but just stand over here for a while. Let me finish this."
By the way, you're definitely right. I shouldn't be up here.
Don't fucking tell anyone.
Shut up. Then you lay in bed at night and go, "You were right. I'm sorry. I'm gonna listen to you."
Hey, do you want to jerk off with me? Okay, let's do it.
Together, it's us. That is nice. That's a good way to fight off the heebie-jeebies. Yeah. Just be like, well, you're in my world.
Yeah, true.
You're the one who can't escape me. Watch this.
I can't believe you watched that.
You're the gay one. You've been watching me jerk off for years. And then as soon as it comes out, the heebie-jeebies is like, what'd you do? You're right. I shouldn't have been looking at that. You're right, heebie-jeebies.
Oh, it's going to be all tracked one day.
Yeah, I'm going to get in the shower. Oh, there's a full body mirror in the hotel. Oh, the heebie-jeebies. The eye of the heebie-jeebies. That's you. Look at you. These hotel mirrors are fucking me up, dude. None of them. They're all full length. And every shower is a fucking glass. There's no curtains anymore. You just open it. The steam is only on the inside of the shower. It's just a clear mirror of your fucking gross naked body.
You try to run away from reflection. You see your ass. You're like, no. I thought my ass pimples went away in high school.
Oh, man. I saw the ass pimples.
I hate ass pimples.
What the fuck is this?
It's crazy. They just come about.
Yeah, summertime.
Yeah.
That's when they pop up again.
Yeah,
dude.
My mommy told me. I was complaining to my mommy about my ass pimples recently. She goes, your father gets them in the summer all the time.
Everybody gets them in the summer.
From working all the time. I said, you're right, Mom.
It's all the hard work you've been up to.
You're right, Mom. My ass pimples are like trophies for my hard work. You're right.
True. It is a bit of a trophy case.
My